Hey, Lisa.
Hey, David.
How are you?
I'm good.
This is Scriptical.
Is it?
Do you feel quite higher temperature on that bench over there?
I'm sitting on an office chair and I am quite cozy, yes.
It's quite cozy? Yes. Would you say it's warm?
I would say it's warm. I would say I am an office chair warmer. Not a very good movie, though.
It's not good. You know what's a better movie?
What's that?
Not this one. No, actually it's quite good.
Better than the sequel.
We'll get to that.
Yeah.
Bench warmers we're doing.
Yay.
The 2006, and I would imagine this would be described as a sports comedy.
Yes.
Pretty much every movie we do is a sports comedy.
This choice was a Schneid quest.
It was a Schneid quest. It's only because Schneider is in it that I really want to watch it. Although, this is a very Adam Sandler Schneider movie.
It is, but in saying that though, you say you've picked it for Rob Schneider. There are some fucking, like...
it's good.
Oh, my God. The other guys in this movie are fucking hilarious.
So, would you like me to talk about the other guys?
Sure, please do.
So what,
it's not the movie, The Other Guys. It's the other actors in this film.
That's a good movie. We should do that one time. Oh, I do like The Other
Guys.
Write
that one down. Put a pin in it.
That's a very good movie, actually.
Mm.
It does have Rob Schneider.
Schneider!
Schneider! He's like a spider. Rob Schneider is the carrot. All right, so the next person, I'll get their name right.
Yeah, please.
David Spade. I almost said David Spader.
Spade.
So, yes, David Spade. It's starting to feel very much more of a Adam Sandler movie. Yes. This one's not really an Adam Sandler type person. What's his first name? John Heder. John Heder. H-E-D-E-R. How do you say his last name?
H-A-D-E-R.
Heder.
We're probably saying it wrong.
Yeah.
But that's
John, whatever his name is. You know, yes. The guy from Blades of Glory.
Blades of Glory, yes.
Yeah. He's very funny.
Blades of Glory.
We're
Blades of Glory.
Okay, let's not sing anymore.
And we are not a Spotify-approved podcast.
No, we're not. That's right. We'll be careful. It's got John Lovitz.
Loving it.
The Lovitz.
And he's made it.
He does.
He made it as a wedding singer.
Yes. He made billions.
He's billionaire.
He's a billionaire wedding singer.
Yeah.
Some other minor people in it. It's got Molly Sims, who called back to episode 2.
She's over 18.
No, not that minor. She also doesn't hold a pick. And it hasn't have a little light on her.
Pickaxe and a helmet with a light, yeah.
Okay. My brain's not here tonight. Hey, guys!
I should find it.
Molly Sims. Fired up.
Ah.
Callback.
Yeah, callback.
Tim Meadows, our favourite Tony.
I got Tony.
Nick Swardson, who doesn't like the sun. Craig Kilborn, John Farley. Did you notice?
Yes, I noticed John
you
Farley.
You noticed John Farley?
Yes, I noticed John Farley. You can tell. The Farley brothers look identical.
Now, one person I'm going to report here, they're not really, how do I put this? It's not really a big character, but I just thought it was interesting that there was a person called Patrick Schwarzenegger.
Ooh.
I believe it was one of the kids. His name was Patrick Schwarzenegger.
That's a pretty neat name.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's somebody's like, maybe you should get down.
Maybe he's got a friend called Arnold Swayze.
Arnold Swayze. Is he good?
That'd be catchy as
Arnold
fuck.
Swayze is a good name.
That's a great name. I'm going to change my name to that.
No, don't.
From now on, I want to be called Arnold Swayze.
Arnold Swayze.
Yes.
So, yeah, would you like to know the particulars of The Money?
Yes, please. I'd love to know if this movie was a hit or a flop. I want to think.
Oh, do you want to have a guess?
I could hazard a guess to say it wasn't as good as... Yeah, it didn't go very well. Probably made a profit.
There was a Benchwarmers too, so...
Yeah, that was a fucking mistake and a half.
Yeah, but usually when there's a something too, it means the first one's done all right. But let's just see. A budget of $33 million.
That's a big budget.
That's a decent budget.
Yeah.
I mean, this is when Adam Sandler could do whatever he wanted to get movies. This is a Happy Sandler production, or whatever
it is
called.
Yes, it is,
yeah. Well, you said the guy's an Asian guy, and I didn't notice that. In the little graphic where the golfer dude.
Yeah, the golfer dude that
I just
hits
saw
a
squinting
shot
his eyes. And I'm racist, but I just saw him squinting.
Because that's why he hit the glass. You know, he's like, oh, shit, that's not good.
He couldn't really see it. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the budget was $33 million. The box office, $65 million.
Wow.
So doubled his money.
Okay.
Pretty much.
Okay.
So yeah, good. Almost. I think that's definitely a good one.
Hit. Yes, I would say that is a hit.
You would say that is that's not a hit. That's pushing.
It will budget.
It will kill.
It will at the box earn. Office. Yes, it will kill at the box office. Yes,
it will earn.
It will earn.
no one. If you haven't watched Forged in Fire,
we're sorry, but if you have watched in Forged in Fire, you're welcome.
You have to watch Forged in Fire. You'll find it somewhere.
It's a great. It's not a movie. It's a TV show.
It's fantastic.
They make swords and knives. It's fantastic.
Yeah, and there's a guy who likes to say it would kill.
It would kill. He's our favorite.
He's very funny.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So. I've got my first what if.
Okay.
What if this was an NFL movie? Rather than a baseball movie.
Be interesting.
Bunch of kids playing down on the oval.
Playing three people.
Exactly. Against a bunch of kids.
Mm.
So how many... I've heard this question asked on a different podcast to a different group of people. But at what age...
Is this your podcast?
No, not my podcast.
Oh, okay.
So another sports podcast.
I was just checking.
At what age do you think three grown men could beat a group of, it'd be 11 in an NFL thing, beat a whole team? Because they beat up on this team, right? And it only takes one guy really to win in this game because the other two are hopeless.
I want to say under 12s.
You reckon under 12s? Definitely. They'd have to be under 12s,
under
10,
maybe.
I think so.
They would have no chance at high school kids.
No, because they could run through... They could possibly run through them maybe once or twice, but there's so much space on a field that they would be able to find some way to get around them. Right?
Kids run fast.
And kids are fast. Mm. So, but see, how old do you reckon these kids are? They're probably about that age, about 11 or 12.
Yeah, that's what I thought with this movie particularly.
So, yeah, I mean, if it was NFL, or if, I call it NFL, but if it was a gridiron movie, I think it would be a little bit silly. I don't think Rob Schneider is a good gridiron player.
I think you'd have to pull out the water boy.
I know.
To play.
You notice that Adam Sandler does a lot of sports movies.
He makes
a lot of sports
movies.
He
does, because he was in the Longest Yard.
Yep.
So he's got an affiliation with football for sure.
Yep, Waterboy.
This is his like second or third.
It's just, and obviously golf and Happy Gilmore. Like there's not heaps, now I'm saying it, there's four, but
I feel like it features in every, like he's an ice hockey player in...
Yep.
In Happy Gilmore.
It feels like he wanted to be a sports guy.
Yes, yeah. He likes that. That's his thing.
Which is cool.
He works at a sports store in Blended.
That's right.
Yes.
Very sporty, kind of.
He calls his kid Espen.
Yes.
After ESPN. Yes. Yeah, he's a sports tragic.
All right, so...
that breath spoke volumes to me.
So the movie starts off, we get to meet the protagonist kids... The antagonist kid, sorry.
Yes.
The protagonist guy with helmet.
Yes, Clark.
Clark and Gus.
Yes, Clark and Gus are your starting sequence.
Yep. And the kids who are getting bullied.
Yes.
So have you got stuff for the kids being bullied?
No, I got the stuff for the introductory to Gus and Clark.
Okay, yep.
I thought, what if Gus did get, or what if Clark did get the 80-year-old woman to get on the roof and get her... get a newspaper down.
She seemed like keen to do it, though.
Well, she wasn't even in the scene.
I think she seemed keen to do it.
You think she'd be keen to do it?
I think she'd be keen.
I think, look, she's an independent woman. She can do what she likes.
I mean, Beyonce is an 80-year-old. You never know.
Oh, my newspaper ladies. Oh, my newspaper ladies. Get it off the roof, roof. Yes. And what if Clark actually delivered?
Yeah.
He actually delivered.
Yeah, what if he did?
Mm.
He's terrible at his job. He's terrible at life.
Yes. I don't know how he maintains his job as the paper boy.
Yeah. Maybe
should have been sacked.
He should have been, because they can just get a younger kid.
Yeah.
Unless they're not paying him.
Mm.
Unless they're not even his newspaper.
No.
Doesn't he give someone a yesterday's newspaper?
That's what he offers him last week's or the yesterday's newspaper for Mrs. Clark, and he's like, she won't even notice.
Yeah.
And then proceeds to eat a booger.
Well, I think he says, at least it's not on a roof.
Yeah,
and then
that's true.
You don't even notice.
Yes.
Then he eats a booger.
Yeah, then he eats a snot.
He's the most disgusting character.
It's so gross. He bites it too. He doesn't just plop. Like, I've seen kids eat their snot and they just, I've seen grown adults do it too. They just plop it in their mouth. The thing is, he bites it. Like, it's got substance.
It's got crunchiness.
Yeah, like it's an M&M. You bite into an M&M. A peanut M&M even. this size should, volume.
Sorry, this should come with a gross alert. I think we should have done that at the start of this to say that this movie has a lot of gross things.
I feel like
that
if you've watched the movie,
sick.
You know it's going to be gross.
They've all watched the movie because we didn't tell them to, but they know what they're supposed to do.
They know that. They know the.
They know this social contract.
Yeah.
And if you haven't watched the Benchwarmers yet,
yes.
Just imagine what it's like to have three really weird dudes playing baseball against kids.
Nowadays, you couldn't have that.
No. There's some real problems with this.
You need working with children checks. Yep. You need all sorts of verification.
So while they're across the road.
Yes, I do have one for the nerds one.
Yeah, go.
I thought, what if the nerds had a clue? They said no.
Yeah.
They proceed to keep asking.
Yeah, I know.
To play with them.
Yeah.
They don't want to play with you guys. They don't, Stop pushing. Like, I get they're nerds and they feel left out. But there also is a thing about consent. They have clearly said no.
Mm.
And yet these turds keep pushing. Kind of asked for it.
See, this is the thing too, right? So I don't think this is the situation, but I've been in a sporting situation where the park, even though the park is a public park, it's been pre-organized that a team will be practicing there.
Yeah, yeah.
So you don't go and try and take that park.
No.
And I don't know if that's the case. I'm not sure if these kids have just turned up to bully them or whatever, but they might have actually organised to have
their
training
early.
There. Yeah.
They said it's not 4:30 yet.
Oh, okay.
And they said we're doing a practice before the practice.
Oh, that's right. They did too, didn't they?
Because Gus and the boys go over to practice at 4 p.m. and have a clash with the kids.
Yes, okay. So they have turned up early.
It feels fairly early because if they manage to get their shit done and then meet back at the baseball field at 4 p.m.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
I feel like this is probably
around 2 p.m. So before we get the go back and whatever, I've got, what if it was like warm apple pie rather than beef stew?
Oh, I think you've jumped.
No, that's when the kid...
Oh, maybe. Yeah, no, but I'm wondering, I thought I had one about beef. I think I said, what if it tasted as bad as you thought? So it's the same thing. It's the same event.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah. Because he says, it's all right, guys.
Oh, it is too. Sorry,
this
is after.
It didn't taste as bad as you think.
This is after they go back to get what's-the-name to play. Sorry, I got confused. I thought it was the first part when
it is the first bit where he gets the beef stew.
Yeah.
He gets the beef stew. That's in the first one, yeah.
Yeah.
Gus and Clark run over, scare the kids away.
Okay.
Then
it comes back again.
And when they come back, they play the second time.
Yes.
Sorry.
You're too busy laughing. You giggled your way through this whole movie.
This bit where the kid cops a fucking ball to the chest.
Yes. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm jumping ahead.
I know.
Because there are. I have what ifs for this.
Yeah, go.
But he then farts.
The kid then rips in him.
He rips onto
and
him.
It's beef stew. Yeah, I was talking about the first beef stew.
The first beef stew, happened to the...
What if it smelled like
clearly Jewish
warm apple
kid.
Pie?
Yes. Well... You know, it depends how much cinnamon he consumed
prior
to the fart.
I'm also worried if Jim is around and it's
what
like
foods
apple pie.
Do you think translates on the way out as the way in?
Obviously carrots.
Not carrots. Corn is the only one that goes out the same way it comes
in. No, I mean like Rob Schneider's the carrot.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Sorry.
No one's going to get that reference.
Corn definitely doesn't.
Smell, though.
Oh, smell what?
What smells the same going out as it does going in your mouth?
That onions.
I don't know if I've ever had a fart that smelled like onions. Possibly garlic. I don't think there's much else. I think you could have maybe a beefy
Mentos.
Aroma. Mentos, the fresh maker.
Yeah, the fresh arch maker.
That's funny, but that's a side note. I have to tell you about a thing that happened at work yesterday that relates to the fresh maker.
This is definitely not for the podcast, though, is
no,
it?
No, it's not.
We could tease this. This is for the paid customers. That we don't have any because we're not going to charge you for this.
Oh, I just made a comment. We do science and I made a comment to a customer that asked the silliest of questions. And I just said to my colleague, I said, you know, here at Physics, we like to keep it fresh. And I said, we're the fresh maker. And every now and then when one of us says a quote that makes the other person laugh their head off, we write it down.
Mm-hmm.
So I now have another one on the board.
Oh, we've got spelling mistakes on our board.
Yeah, you got spelling mistakes, but we have comments. Like my boss, Ben, said he thought he could do Physics, the musical, and said shitty, shitty, fuck, fuck.
Mm.
Ooh, shitty, shitty, fuck, fuck. I reckon we'll make a musical one day.
Probably.
But yeah.
Anyway, back on Benchwarmers.
Yeah, sorry.
Give me some what ifs for this time of this movie in the game. Because I've got one big one.
What if they... What is it? What if they picked a later time?
Oh, later than 4 o'clock.
Yeah, what if they picked a later time and missed the kids altogether?
Yeah, could have.
And yeah. What if...
What if the kids just didn't bother turning back
Clark up again? Was a liar. That's right. He says he's going to meet them at four and he's like, just, you know, just don't turn up. And he goes, I'm not a liar.
Yes.
What if he was a liar?
I know.
What if, you know, he said, nice tits, want to squeeze them.
Nice callback.
What if someone made a wish and he wasn't allowed
to lie? Maybe that's what had happened.
For a whole day.
For a whole lifetime.
That's what it should have been. Anyway, I'm backtracking here. What if the kids were brave the first time they ran into the guys?
Yeah.
The guys run on, the kids run off.
Yeah.
Then the kids come back at their time. All of a sudden they got all the balls in the world right here, man. I know,
they'll play against them now.
Yeah, and they're half an hour earlier. They're there at four. And they're pushing them off the field, and they've got confidence in spades.
Who knows? It's strange, isn't it?
Mm.
The kids in this movie are very strange. The bully kids, that they call them, they're a little bit weird. We'll get to them, but there's some weird turnarounds at the end. Anyway, you keep going. Have you got anything else in the ballpark? Because I've got one there. In the game. Okay, let me do mine.
Yeah, go.
So, there's a point when the ball gets hit and it hits David Spade in the head.
Yep.
And knocks him down, right?
Yes. That's my next what if.
All right. You want to do one there?
No. You say it.
Well, mine is, what if David Spade's hand injury makes him dream the whole thing? This movie never happened.
Oh, it's like a fever dream.
He wakes up and they've taken him to the hospital and the kids had beaten them at the game and are still bullies and nothing good ever happened.
What if this is all a fever dream from a kid's end to counter when he was a kid? Oh. What if this is him throwing into the future, but he's a kid in a coma from an earlier altercation with bullies?
That's good. Very interesting.
It's very messed up. Why do you do this to me? You bring me into your fever dreams and you suck me right in.
I know. I love this sort of stuff.
Sucked right in. Yeah, these weird movies are your movies.
Okay, cool.
What if Joe Dirt had a sword? Because he says he wish he had a sword. Now, this is before I realised his name is what his name was.
I like so, how you were calling him Joe Dirt the whole time.
I started calling him Joe Dirt and then realised his name was Richie and went, oh, Richie.
Richie
and then
Cunningham.
And then in one of the what-ifs, I refer to him as Joe Dirt, realise his name is Richie, and then put in brackets, Richie.
Just in case you forgot who
Joe
Dirt
was. So it
was
a transition. Yeah, just in case. I needed to... No, it was my
no one ever forgets
thing
Joe
to
Dirt.
Remember Joe Dirt. No one puts Joe Dirt in the corner. And then what if gigolos were jocks?
Oh, yeah.
He's a small little fucker. I don't understand how he could be a jock. He's amazing at baseball.
He is. Well, maybe that's just his thing. Because
he
should
have rocked up at Major League and tried out.
What?
Well, that's one of our movies. I'm just linking it in, baby. Just linking it together. What if you got fired up? No, he's not a cheerleader.
Anyway, what I was going to say, which I've totally forgotten now, what was it? What I think may have happened is obviously he was a young kid and he wasn't maybe the biggest kid, he's probably whatever like that, but he picked on the other kids. So he got a chance to play baseball. Because he got the chance to play baseball, he got good at it.
Yep.
The kids who are nerds never get a chance to play, so they're not any good.
No.
So that's obviously baseball is a game you just have to play enough times and you become a legend at.
Is that what it is?
I imagine so. That's what this movie tells me.
It's true. So Gus, he hits the ball with the bat and hits the kid in the chest.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
I couldn't tell if he pitched him and hit him
if he hit him
with the bat.
He hits
I couldn't
him
remember.
With the ball.
It's been a couple of days since we watched this movie.
He bats it into a kid.
What if he killed?
Oh, yeah.
What if he killed
him? What if he really just hurt the kid? What if they got told on?
Mm.
Because it seems to be that they could get told on. I mean, these parents of these kids or the coaches
hit
the kid.
Richie at some point?
That might be where he hits him in the head.
I think he hits Richie in the head because I went, what if Gus... It's funny, my two what-ifs one after the other. What if Gus killed Joe Dirt? Then the next one is, what if Clark killed Joe Dirt? So I'm guessing Clark does something
Clark throws a bat.
That's right, and hits him.
Yeah.
Or misses him or whatever.
I think he, yeah.
Yeah. And then the next one is when Gus hits the kid, and I went, what if Gus killed the kid? That was like three, that's three possible death scenarios in a very short period of time in this movie.
There's three death scenarios. There's, and then I've just got the note 411, What if he did know the 411? What if he's... Oh, did you not remember that part? So, he gets... The kid gets knocked down, and Blades of Glory...
Yep.
Clark. Yeah. He calls out, someone call 411.
I thought the guy, the father from 10 Things I Hate About You wasn't in this movie.
No, he wasn't, but I think Clark knows the 411.
Call 411.
My next note is about they go to get pizza afterwards.
I made a quick comment when John Lovitz turned up to pick up his son, and I put, what if John Lovitz got rich from singing at weddings?
We already did that one, yep. But yes. I just want to highlight the all-you-can-eat Pizza Hut.
I don't know why my next one says, what if they ate him?
What if they ate him?
There's no context there. What is wrong with me?
Hold on. Are you taking my notes this time? Because I'm usually the one that takes notes and can't figure them out. What if they ate him?
Oh, he says to him at the pizza place, the bully, he says, eat me.
Oh.
What if they did eat him? Sorry, I had to get there. I'll have another drink. Cheers.
Oh my God, cheers. What if they ate him? Okay, can we discuss all you can eat Pizza Hut?
Oh, yep. Still exists in Australia.
There is one in Australia. There is one in Windsor.
Windsor.
Western Sydney.
Get on it if you're in the area, in the Hawkesbury. It's lovely.
Although they only give you about 3 pizzas to choose
from.
Yeah,
and it's funny. It was all the pizzas that I do not like.
Yeah.
So I ended up eating the pasta, which I love the pasta anyway. They have that yummy cheesy sauce one.
The all-you-can-eat pizzas used to have good ones.
Oh, I remember. Really I remember. Good. There was like, there'd be like 7 or 8 pizzas out there.
Yep.
It would be interesting. It would be good.
But I love the all-you-can-eat pizza.
Do say if you want a pizza, let them know, and they'll put it out there.
They will.
But I couldn't be bothered.
Well, they put it out there for everyone. You'd have to charge extra to get your pizza.
Just say, like, oh, I noticed you don't have a Supreme out. Could you make a Supreme?
I noticed you don't have the most expensive pizza out there.
Yeah. What's the most expensive pizza? I don't know.
Are they all the same?
I think things with, like, prawns would be most expensive, to be honest.
Chicken or prawns? Chicken and prawns.
Yes.
They charge you extra for chicken all the time.
Yes. Oh, do they?
They usually do. For prawns, they definitely do.
Prawns, yeah.
For chicken, they used to as well.
I will never eat a pizza with prawns on it.
No. Well, we saw that one time. I'm not going to tell
this one time at band camp.
This one time at a work Christmas party.
There was pizzas and everyone was
eating these pizzas.
Everyone was
hot. Okay,
I'm going
to tell the story now. Okay, because we've half told the story and then people were like, what's that? So I went to a work Christmas party.
And I was your date.
Of course, you're my wife, so you're definitely my date.
Not always.
Well, that time you were.
Sometimes partners aren't allowed to work Christmas parties. Just saying.
This was a work Christmas party with a boss that wanted the cheapest possible thing to get to. So
and
we went to
it
a
or not,
pizza
this
place.
This wasn't the worst Christmas party that this boss had provided.
No, there were other ones. Yep. There were other much worse ones. Anyway, this one was like a pizza one. And I don't know if many people know Penrith, but Penrith, Western Sydney, has quite a lot of pizza places.
It does. It has a lot of Italian restaurants.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, can I say this maybe the worst pizza place in the whole of Penrith. I don't know.
It's the worst that we... No. Let's not say that.
It may not be.
It's the worst
that
we've...
I think they've closed down.
Either way, it's the worst we'd experienced.
Yeah. So we went in there. They had pizzas. They were giving us, like, obviously giving us pizzas and like a... Not an all-you-can-eat, but you're sitting down and
there was a few ordered for the table, yeah.
So they ordered this prawn one, right? And when it came out, I'm not kidding you, this thing was cooked. When it came out, some of the prawns still had ice on them.
And the thing that got me the most was the boss's son was spruiking it up, going, this is magnificent.
How good is this?
And everyone felt the pressure to grab a piece and eat a piece.
I wasn't
going to
eat it.
No, and
it
I don't.
Rancid.
I don't. But I wouldn't eat prawns on a pizza. No. It's just not something it's not something I desire. It's got no interest to me.
And I would eat prawns on a pizza if the prawns were cooked and hot.
No, I wouldn't
but
even.
But they were cold.
No.
I could see the ice still.
I wouldn't even.
They were in ice.
No, for me, they looked raw still. They weren't pink. They weren't the orange
colour.
They didn't look cooked.
Yeah, they didn't look cooked.
I think they were frozen that bluey grey colour.
Yeah.
And they didn't get hot enough to turn all the way through.
Yeah. So what happened the next day?
So we picked it. Yeah, we picked it.
We said no.
Yeah.
So the next day we turned up to work.
And you did, yeah.
I turned up to work. And I was the only one who turned up to work.
Yes.
Because everyone else had food poisoning.
Everyone else had would been violently ill from these pizzas.
Extremely violently ill. Yep. And I'm like, what the hell's going on? And they call up, like, we're all sick.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yep, because you're all, like, morons.
Ate poisoned prawn pizza.
It's like, put poisoned meat in front of someone.
Yep.
And they'll eat it.
Yep. Then the following Christmas party was had at a restaurant where you are served raw food on a hot rock.
And you have to
cook your own food.
You didn't like that.
No, because I'm a fucking mum. I cook every day. I don't go to a restaurant to cook my own food. It's a fucking joke. And to make sure, because I can't, you know, I was worried. And to the only way you could not have your meat or, yeah, meat stick to the fucking rock was to use excessive amounts of salt.
Yeah. Some people still like stone grill. But anyway, let's move on for the Pizza Hut.
Or you can eat Pizza Hut all the way.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Now, I've got a note here, and I don't want to sound like I'm insensitive, but this is a word that I have to use because it makes sense. What if all of them weren't retarded?
Yeah, they are.
I mean, one of them wears a helmet around everywhere.
Yeah. Adam Sandler makes his characters all like the dude that sits in the toll booth.
Yes.
$1.25, pa. Now, they're all so special.
Gus is not. Okay, so Gus is just a normal dude, but he I don't know. Why do you think Gus... Does he think he feels sorry for these guys? Is it because of his experience from when he was a kid that he actually is nice to Richie and to... I'm not calling Connor. Clark?
Yeah, maybe he just feels bad for them.
Because he really is kind of helping them out a lot. He's really... Like, there's no reason for him to be that nice to them. But I kept writing Spade, but Spade's character...
Yeah.
Even though he's a smartass, he's a wiener, right?
Yeah.
But Clark is a special, special person.
Oh, yeah, he is.
And there's... They're brothers, aren't they? Are they brothers or friends?
No, they're friends.
And then they have another friend who or brother or whatever that is at home.
Richie's brother is the one that's afraid of light. That's Richie's brother.
Yeah. So,
Right, so
we've got Richie, whose brother is mentally disabled.
Yes.
Really.
Yep.
And his friend.
Yes, who's also walks mentally around, disabled.
Yeah. Does he just like to hang out with people like that?
I feel like they're almost not friends.
Yeah.
They're so socially awkward that they're not friends, but they just, they're default. They know each other because obviously one works at the video store and the other one runs papers, and that's the only way that they run into each other.
What if they weren't? What if they were just normal nerds? Like nerds are not all retards.
No.
I'm really sorry if I'm using that word insensitively. I don't mean it like that. But why do these people have to be so socially awkward?
Yeah, it's amplified for effect. Yes, it's too much.
They're funny. They're funny characters, but they could be just as funny. And I don't
think Benchwarmers is meaning nerds. I think they're just mean the unpopular kids.
Oh yeah, no.
The people that never get picked for a team and stuff like that.
I
know that,
but they do think that they're... I think
they do. They do like indicate that too. They're into nerds. Dungeons and Dragons. They're into
Dungeons
all those...
Dungeons and Daggers.
Dungeons and Daggers is a better game. I would play that. I missed one, and I thought, what if Nelson had actually shat on the kid instead of just farted?
Oh.
Can you imagine him shitting his pants? Then it would have turned around completely, and the embarrassment would have...
Well, maybe.
He would have laid a pot of beef stew.
Like, stew pants.
Yeah, beef stew pants.
Beef stew pants.
Beefy pants. Beefy pants.
I like beefy pants.
Yes, beefy pants is good.
My next one is what if John Lovitz wasn't just automatically there when they left the pizza place?
Mm.
Like, he just turns up.
Yes, he does. Well, he knows that they're going, for some reason, he knows they're going to Pizza Hut afterwards as a celebration.
Mm.
And then I thought, what if I'm not shit because I know words?
Yeah, I know.
Mm. I think I'm hot shit.
I think you're hot shit because you know words.
I know words.
Like, seriously.
Mm.
The jocks are so dumb. The jocks are the most extremely dumb people.
Regurgitation.
I know. It's just...
Extrapolate that. Sorry. I'm just saying big words because I'm hot shit. And then there was a stray rock. Stray rock. I wonder where that is.
Stray rock? I'm not sure what that is. So, yeah, okay. So, I had John Lovitz wasn't there. I've got enough. So, John Lovitz then invites them over to his house the next day.
Mm-hmm.
So, maybe the stray rock thing is there. Oh, I know what the stray rock is. he's mowing. They're doing the mowing.
Oh, yes.
And he hits the... There's a rock and
Can I say, what if the stray rock killed Richie? I just keep... There's just so many occasions...
You're trying to kill Richie, aren't
you? I just think there's so many occasions where people could die in this movie.
Or get really badly hurt, anyway.
Oh, yes. Or maimed.
Yeah.
Always with the maimed.
So they've got that. They've got the... I think they go to see him in the lawn mowing. And then I'm pretty sure they go to John Lovitz's house.
Mm-hmm.
So my next note was... I can't believe that a billionaire would live in suburbia.
Mm-hmm.
Why is a billionaire living in suburbia? Why is he not living somewhere much... like it? This doesn't look like it's a town that has very rich people in it.
Yeah, but he... Why would you want to live in a town where you might not be the richest person? You might be the low at the rank. It's like doing...
Yeah.
You're good at maths. Why do the harder maths and be at the bottom of the class, then do the easier maths and be at the top
but
of the class?
But I think he's so damn rich that he could live anywhere. And he chooses to live in this place.
Oh, he just appears to be rich, but I don't think he is actually Richie Rich.
No, oh, okay. But no, he says he made
rich.
Billions.
Yes, that's what he said.
He owns Kit.
Whether an, yeah, he owns Kit and the Batman car.
That's right.
And he owns a robot car. Butler.
Yeah. Who can make any sandwich that you say.
Apparently so. That's so stupid.
I know.
Adam Sandler, you really have a type. What if they were the three Musketeers? I want to see that movie now. I think we should have sexuality equality in all
three
our movies. And we should have the Three Musketeers.
That's good. I like that, actually.
Absolutely.
I must have... There
sword
must be
fighting
another bit.
Gay people.
There must be another bit, because I've written, what if Spade didn't always get hit?
Yes.
He gets hit a lot.
Well,
in
that's
this
the stray rock
movie.
With Richie.
Yeah.
He gets... I think I've marked him down as getting killed three times now. He's almost dead three occurrences. Once by Gus... Once by Clark and now by the stray rock. Someone wants him dead. If this is not a Adam Sandler's version of Final Destination for Richie, I don't know what.
It really should, but I mean,
know what it is. I don't know what it is. I'm at loss. And then I thought, what if Gus was the new Jet Li? Go on a Schneid quest, why don't you, and become Jet Li for me.
Jet Li.
Do
the,
some martial
he's
arts.
The one.
Float away, you fairy.
Jet Li. Look, I'm a bit confused with this because I've just written, after Spade didn't always get hit, I think maybe the baseball game must happen because
yes.
I've written, what if, is it Clark?
Yep.
I keep writing Heater or Heater or whatever.
Yeah.
What if Clark murders someone?
Yes. So he throws the bat. And hits the jogger.
Yes, that's right.
So, because I said, what if Clark killed the jogger? I love that
we're on each other.
Yes.
Okay, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Oh,
I just thought about being right on you then. Sorry.
Now this makes sense. Because before...
The poo jogger? Did you write poo jogger? Because
no,
you said
jogger.
Something out loud.
No, I didn't do that. I wrote three words that in isolation don't make
mean
a lot
nothing.
Of sense. And also quite inappropriate. I wrote strap it on. But now I know what it means.
Yes,
by
taping the gloves to his hands. Sorry, not the gloves. They strapped the bat to his hands with sticky tape.
Now,
what if Dora was there going, I know what will fix it.
Sticky tape. Say it with me.
Sticky tape. Oh, we watched too much Dora with our children.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so we do...
There's a lot of murder in this movie.
Yeah, there's lots of bat throwing. So he throws a lot of bats.
Yes.
But then they decide to strap the bats to him, right? Now, so they strap the bat and then...
Sorry, I just got an image of them sticky taping Robert Pattinson to his back. And he's writing in his journal, Thursday, stuck to some fuckwit's back.
Oh, man. Batman, you were journaling.
Batman, get him off me, you fucker. Sorry.
What if Batman was journaling? We're not doing the Batman.
Oh, he's journal monologuing again.
Because I get a bit confused here because I write, Hedda murders someone, strap it on. Then I write, if Hedda killed someone with the bat, but he can't if it's strapped to him. So I don't know what I'm talking about.
That's all right.
But look... I don't know the rules of baseball. All my life I've dreamed of being a baseball. But I don't know the rules of baseball.
The actual ball?
That's Simpsons, of course.
I know.
But I don't know.
I'm in danger. Sorry.
That was good.
Thank you.
So he hits... Oh, I think I know why. Okay, so he hits the ball. Then, because he can't drop the bat, he runs around with the bat. Now, I'm fairly sure you're not allowed to run around the bases
no,
with the
you
bat.
No, you can't. You can't. You have to let the bat go.
You have to let the bat go.
Yep.
So they should automatically disqualify him.
Yep. Yes.
Because now I know why
I
wrote
that. That's what the rules were when we played kids.
Yeah.
Now as kids.
Now no, I know why. When we played kids.
I wasn't remember a bench when warmer.
Remember there was three of us and we were real nerds. And like one.
This was just last week, guys. Seriously, we had nothing left to do.
Some local
and we are literally at a park that's right next to our house has a baseball field.
It does, it's
in
a baseball field.
It's the field, field of dreams.
Yes. Yeah, that's why we're married. So the field of dreams happens. Anyway, Kevin Costner. No, that's not right. We're not doing that movie.
Can we put a disclaimer at the start of this podcast?
Let's get
that at 34 minutes, Lisa cacks herself. So just watch it.
No, I'm not putting a disclaimer. No, that's a disclaimer, whatever that was. It's not like a door was opening slowly. I wish as a Schneid quest. Are you okay?
I got nuts in my throat.
As a Schneid quest?
Yes, as a Schneid quest. Gotta love those Schneid quests. There's so many of them.
Talking about things that make funny noises.
I'm getting hot now.
Our linen cupboard in our hallway.
Yes.
When you open it, makes the noise from Commando.
You're welcome for that fact. I taught you that fact. I said, come here and listen to this cupboard. I told you about
I'm
that.
I'm waiting for it just to go, one day open it and go, dee 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 dee.
Oh, I thought you were hoping it for it to go, dee 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 dee.
Yeah, well, either one. But it does, it makes the...
A tissue box falls out and you just hear, I let him go.
Hey, tissue box, this is my weak shelf.
Remember how I told you I'd use the last roll of toilet paper? I lied. Sorry, that's where we keep our toilet paper and tissues for anyone, doesn't it?
I was going to say, no one else knows that but us.
It's a linen cupboard.
Shh, don't tell them.
You're supposed to put linen in it.
Yeah, well, that's okay.
But we don't. We use it for multiple purposes.
Will you? Okay, so my other one, which is why I know why I said this, is if Hader, I keep saying Hader, if Clark Griswold killed someone with the bat.
Yeah.
So the reason why I said that is because he runs around the bases. And then a kid is going to like tap him out. So he hosts his arm up
yeah.
as if he's going to hit a kid with a
yeah,
bat.
Yeah, he looks
now,
very
if the
menacing.
Kid kept coming, does he hit him with a bat?
Yeah, probably.
And what the fuck happens if he hits a kid with a bat?
Oh, bench warmers are no more.
I'm pretty sure.
And I'm pretty sure
they're cell warmers.
Well, one of them is for sure. But then would he get off because he's got the emotional
maturity of
a... Oh, he might
get off. He's a weird dude.
Oh, no. Oh, no. No.
He might call 411 and try and get the kid.
He'd be too busy eating boogers in court.
I know. Hey, look, this is the first episode where there's not a woman that I can talk about now causing a lot of moisture. So
no, that's right.
I'm going to have to do something different here. Then there's no security in this, so don't worry.
What if kids' baseball games had security?
They should. What if
they
someone's
really
monitoring this?
Yeah, then the jogger who's just randomly running around a baseball field wouldn't get... Who runs randomly around a baseball field?
Obviously this guy.
I walked next to a golf course once and almost got decked by a ball, and I wasn't even near the golf...
Yeah.
The golfing area. I wasn't on the golf course. I was walking on the path next to an area that was quite fenced off, but I really... Like, the hole that they were aiming for was to the left, and I was to the right.
It's
so this person was...
Left.
Yeah, back and to the left, and I was way off course. So that person was just really shit. And when he looked at me, I just shook my head like the
the guy in Happy Gilmore.
Yes, the guy in Happy Gilmore. The Hispanic one, like, no, that's just no good.
No, that's no good.
I really felt that one. What if Richie's brother did, like, blow up into a ball of fire when he went outside?
What if he's a vampire?
Yep.
He might be a vampire.
Or he could just be an albino who burns really easy.
Could, yeah.
His hair was...
Very
went from black into bright white.
Yes.
He couldn't quite explain it. The cookies cracked his whole heart. I know that's not the words.
I know.
You just let me go on.
I'm just letting you go on because I'm wondering when you're going to go. Anyway.
Oh, my Lord.
So I've got a couple more here. I've written fucking ball. Not sure why. Let's move past that one. What if
they're back at Lovitz's mansion.
Oh yeah, yeah, I know why.
And they bring out the professional.
They bring out.
I love that. You just have to write fucking ball, and I know exactly.
Mr. October, Mr. November.
I think it's October.
Anyway, they bring out this guy who was very well known, yeah. and from
a movie called Basketball.
Yeah, from Basketball when the guy's going to talk to Joe Coop Cooper. Yes. He snaps back and says, "I don't know if you fucking bowl."
Yes.
So
as a kid, he's at the baseball game where this player hits three home runs, and he catches the third home run.
Yeah.
And he keeps the ball. So when he meets this guy, he thinks immediately he's after his ball.
Yeah. His baseball, not anything else.
And in that same scene where they're back at what's her name's house, I thought, what if number seven liked being touched?
Yeah.
Someone tries to touch him and he goes, I don't like being touched.
Richie touches him.
What if number seven had squirted Clark with something else? He squirts him with water. Number seven provides some excellent comedic value. Yes, he's very good. Probably Adam Sandler in a robot suit.
I mean, he's the Subway sandwich artist.
He is. Oh my God, another sandwich. So another Subway Adam's, thing. Adam loves
He likes food and Subway. He likes Subway and sports.
And sandwiches.
Yeah, he's a big sandwich guy.
Yeah, I'm a sandwich guy. What can I say?
What if Richie and Clark didn't care about baseball?
Mm.
I mean, they did have fun playing that game, I suppose. But they could be like, we don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Like, why would we want to do that for?
That's right.
Why would we want to be in the thing, Mel's tournament for little kids and what's it called? It's called Mel's tournament for little hitters or little something and three older guys.
Yes.
It's for little something.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Anyway, like, what if Richie and Clark go, no, we don't want to play?
Yeah.
Because
there's nothing in it for them.
There's nothing in it for them. No. They're not gonna, I mean,
the other teams, it's true. It's just spread awareness about bullying and stuff. I don't see how this achieves that.
No.
Wow, full-grown men can beat children? Shock horror.
Yeah, it doesn't really...
Yeah.
I mean, a better story to this would be if Gus got all the kids who were being bullied and coached them and they played against the other kids and won.
That's a great thing to do with your money if you were rich.
Yeah.
Not this.
You could
this
say
is not right.
You could, well, if you can get Mr. September...
Jesus, David. Mr. September, he's not a model, honey.
Okay, if you can get... I don't Sammy know, Viva Las Vegas, whatever his name is. If you could get him to coach these three dudes.
Absolutely.
Why couldn't you get him to come and help kids learn how to play?
Yeah.
Because the real thing is this is not teaching anything for bullying.
Yeah.
If anything, this is bullying itself.
Yes. Yeah. It's just justified.
It's just bullying
bullies. It's trying to be justified bullies. Yeah. Yeah.
But it's not.
No.
Gus is bullying little kids.
Absolutely. They all are.
And I know these little kids are a little obnoxious jerks, but you know what? Not all the kids are obnoxious jerks. Just because they play in a sporting team doesn't mean they're jerks.
Correct. And who knows what damage that them beating these kids' teams could have done to them.
Exactly.
They could have crushed a lot of kids' dreams to do baseball. It could have
hurt Patrick Schwarzenegger.
It could have. Yeah, Patrick Schwarzenegger can now change his name to Arnold Swayze.
Yep. He has to dance very dirty.
He does a dirty dance. I'm doing a dirty dance.
I wrote 39-year-old virgin, and I'm not sure why.
I think it's Spade.
I think it might be.
Pretty sure Spade.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's 39.
If not, him or Clark are having a conversation about that.
I'm pretty sure it's Spade.
Mm.
So I've just written 39-year-old virgin. So obviously, when you're a 40-year-old virgin, you're cool.
Yes.
39. Not
well, 70. No, you just that's the time where you crack one open and you get a bit of action.
That's right.
Yeah. My next one was when Gus meets a kid in the cafe. They're gaining popularity, and this kid comes up and starts talking to him. Yeah, Sammy Sprinkles. I thought, what if Sammy Sprinkles was patient zero and caused COVID?
He could have been.
Yep.
2006, pretty early, but
But you know, it could have been slow learning.
Slow learning. Slow learning.
Slow moving.
It was remedial.
It was ESL. Oh my God,
COVID was a retard.
It was ESL. It had an English as a second language.
Oh, see, I don't. ESL means something else to me. But that's okay.
Does it? Yeah. Oh, I know.
So,
Is it like a ligament tear?
No.
It's engineering version.
It's something else. Don't worry, we don't have to go into it. It's sporting.
It's sporting. What is it? You have to say it because this is a sporting movie.
ESL to me is the English Super League.
Oh, rightio. There you go. That wasn't hard.
Super League, if you want to call it that. Oh, even though it doesn't really. We're not going to do that.
You were okay, and then you went too far.
Yeah, okay.
I just wanted to know what you said it was.
Let's go back to that. So they start playing games. They're playing in a tournament, which, do you understand how this tournament works?
I don't. I do. Well, I just keep playing. They
play four games, don't
one
they?
Game knockout. So yeah. When you lose, you're out. You don't get another chance again. Yeah.
So what if they lost the game?
Yeah.
They could have lost the game.
Absolutely. They should have lost the game.
They should have.
You don't win every single one.
Now, so if they lose a game... Then does the tournament just keep going?
I imagine they keep playing without them.
Yeah. So it doesn't prove anything.
No.
So if they lose a game, this just becomes...
Yep.
Someone wins a stadium.
Yep. Doesn't teach anyone a lesson.
It doesn't teach anyone a lesson.
No. It teaches the dad a lesson. Don't waste his money on three losers.
Exactly.
Someone must have said it again because I said, what if the bullies did strap it on? I think they said, strap it on!
Strap it on!
What if the fat kid had a heart attack? Oh, the kid, the little kid.
The little kid. I think you're thinking he looks like the kid in Wedding Singer.
Yes. I think the fat kid's going to have a heart attack soon.
Oh, can I just say, there's a point where David Spade is sitting there on their bus when they're doing the bus thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know if this comes up yet or not, but there's a part there where he's sitting on this bus and... He says something about PlayStation.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the controller he is using?
Yeah.
He's using like an old Atari controller.
Yeah.
They couldn't even get a PlayStation controller when he says the word PlayStation.
Oh, is he just so stupid he thinks it's a PlayStation? Is that the joke?
Maybe it's the joke. Yeah. But there's a lot of PlayStation in this, you notice?
Yes.
It's almost like they're advertising. Yeah.
Sponsored by Knight Rider.
PlayStation 2, by the way. That's how old this is.
That's how ancient. Yes. Yeah, I know.
All those graphics.
What if Richie wasn't a wimp?
Yeah.
That's, it's quite simple. And what if Gus was scouted by an A-League team? He's the heart and soul of this team,
he's the heart
Barbie.
And soul of his heart. Yeah, that's right.
He's all of it. He does all the batting and he does the pitching and he gets people out.
Yeah.
There is no feat. The other two are just useless.
Yeah, of course they are.
Until they turn the team around.
Can I just say...
Turn the team around.
They're useless, right? They're bad. But they do get a little better. But they don't get that much better.
No, they don't get that much better. They're beating all these kids.
Yeah. This movie is almost as bad as freaking professional.
As long as I don't say the word off, it's fine. Defeating all these kids?
Yes.
No. Yeah, defeating.
They're defeating
Sounds
their,
like they're the losers when I say that. They're defeating all these teams. And if the other two guys aren't participating at this point, it means that all their runs... are coming from Gus.
Yes.
And all their outs are coming from Gus.
Yep, he's doing everything.
So surely there'd be some sort of person seeing him going, fuck, I want him on my team.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, it is against children.
How many people are watching this?
I feel like it'd get some traction. It'd get on the news. You've seen some of the shit puff pieces that are on the news, those good feel stories at the end of the news.
Yeah, but I would say that the fact he's playing against children would kind of count against him.
You reckon? Yeah, I suppose that's true.
And he's also quite old. He's not a young guy.
I don't know. But if teams are willing to use their water boys to win...
That's true.
Then what's wrong with the gardener, Gus?
The gardener.
I love how he's a gardener and his name's Gus. And it's very similar to his character...
In Hot Chick. But he's not a gardener, but he...
No, he ends up being the gardener.
So they play a series of games.
Yeah.
The first two are pretty non-eventual, non-eventing, non-whatever.
Yep.
They then come up against... I think there's a few that are okay. Like, they're reasonable. Anyway, they come up against Tony's team.
Yes.
So I've written, what if birth certificates did look like that?
Yes.
So they bring in someone from the Dominican Republic.
Oh, you've jumped so far from me.
Okay, keep going. You do all yours.
There's so
until
many
we get
more
that.
That I have. Yeah. I went, what if Reggie Jackson loved acting more than he loved baseball?
Yeah.
Also, Gus is, a couple times he's disappointed his wife who wants to have a baby and has particular times where she needs him to perform.
Yes.
What if he lost his wife?
He could have. She'd be like, why the... what? Because he's not telling her what he's doing.
No, no. And she's oblivious to this.
How is she oblivious to this?
That's another what if that I've got further down. I don't know how she's oblivious to all this shit. Granted, number 7 changes the newspaper.
Oh, that doesn't do
but
anything.
That doesn't... I don't understand how that's the only means of communication she's got with the outside world. Well, this is 2006, so... No, that's not...
There is no Facebook.
No, there's no Facebook, but there is also news on the TV. And there is...
Do you think this gets on the news, though?
There is Facebook at this point, isn't there?
No, not 2006.
You sure?
Nah, it started after 2006.
I'm sure she's on MySpace or something
like that.
She's
probably on MySpace, yeah. She's probably on ICQ.
What if Clark lost his hand and number 7 killed the dog? With the lawnmower. He mows half the dog off. He gives him a buzz cut just on one side.
So they shaved a dog on one side?
Yes, to do that.
I'm assuming they'll shave the other side straight up.
I'm hoping they would, because that poor dog would be really so cool. off tilter. Can you imagine?
He'd get up and fall in the pool.
Yeah, it'd be like wearing half clothes. It'd be weird. That poor dog would just be so unsettled. And what if Richie killed that kid for a home run? I think he threatened to kill a kid for a home run. Well, you know, he'd be in jail. And I said, what if Gus's vagina had a clue and she didn't live in her own vagina?
Gus's vagina had a clue.
Gus's wife.
Did I say Gus's vagina?
Sorry.
What if Gus's vagina had a clue?
Well, technically...
And didn't live in its own vagina.
Technically, it's his vagina. It's his wife. So what if his wife had a clue and didn't live in her own vagina? Sorry, I can't wait to hear that back.
I know what
you're
saying.
Because I swear to God, in my brain, I said the word wife. You know what? I'm going to just change ball and stop drinking alcohol and start hitting the water.
Here is my vagina.
Here's my vagina and my wife.
Oh my God, what if Gus's vagina didn't live inside her own vagina?
Sorry. Well, it's quite impossible if you're a vagina to not live inside it.
Oh my God.
And then it leads to the next one with the birth certificate of the Hispanic player for Tony's
Dominican
team.
Republic.
Dominican Republic, sorry.
Dominican
and I thought, what if $10 bribes were enough?
Yeah, $10 bribe. Come on.
Yeah. Yep.
Because they bribe another
$10.
Another Adam Sandler alum, the coach, the skills coach, whatever you want to call him, from Waterboy and all other things.
And Drew Barrymore's dad in 50 First Dates.
Yep. So he's there.
Yep.
Because the funny thing as well, we've jumped past it a little bit, right? But when they go to play the kids the first time, there's no officials. One of the kids is acting like the umpire. So how did they get a fair way go of that?
Yeah. And it's also, because it's not part of the original baseball season. It seems to be outside the season. Would you agree?
Yeah. No, it's just
that this whole thing is happening outside of the regular baseball season?
Yeah. Well, they were set, but these kids said they were training for a big game coming up.
Mm.
So they're just not playing in this big game anymore.
Maybe not.
Because the other one we've said, now, we haven't even said this because we haven't even got to that. We actually went past it. We haven't even thought about it. When he says, oh, I'm going to invite all the kids, like all the ones from the local, you know, the bully kids or whatever it is, which I don't know how he identifies which ones are the bully teams and which ones aren't. He just thinks they all are.
Yeah.
Someone actually says, oh, why will they play? And he goes, oh, you know, make it worth their while kind of thing. And he offers to build them a stadium.
Yeah.
I mean, what if they all told him to get stuff?
Yeah.
They don't have to do that. They probably don't need a stadium.
Yeah.
Like, it's cool, I suppose, for the kids. But I get the feeling that these are just local suburban, like, kids. Like,
and
just...
a stadium's in this town.
Yeah,
so you can't. Yeah, you can't really. If they're outside the town, what's the point of them having...
But then they seem to go for a big long road trip. So I don't know if these are other places in the state or something. They never really.
No, they do indicate that they need a bus to do so.
Yeah,
they can't just get in a car
and
drive because there is only 4 of them,
which I missed. But yeah. Mm. Okay. Yeah. So I've got the same thing about what if birth certificates looked like that.
Mm.
And then I wrote Tony. I love that character.
Mm-hmm.
Tim Meadows is one. There's something about the way he talks. He's just funny instantly.
Mm-hmm.
There's only a few people that are funny instantly, and they're not even trying to be funny.
He's just...
Because I know every time I hear him,
I hear
different characters of his, and I hear the one where he's in the Dewey Cox story.
Yep.
And he's just hilarious every time he keeps saying to him.
I think for me it's his face, his facial expression.
He's just good.
He reminds me of the sheriff in Blazing Saddles.
Yes, yeah, I see what you're saying.
He's just got an adorable, goofy look on his face.
He's very funny. Anyway, so I do love Tony.
Yep. And then I had one. What if the bench warmers were jailed for buying alcohol for a minor?
Yes, exactly.
Because if his birth certificate checks out,
he's 12.
They bought a 12-year-old a bottle of tequila and a 6-pack of beer.
I think it's like a
or two 6-packs of beer.
A lot of beer.
Yeah, I think it's the tequila that does him undone though, because it's pretty.
The tequila is the thing where he's holding it in the glove and drinking it.
Everyone's oblivious.
I love how the coach is oblivious to this. It's so dumb. It's funny because I actually wrote if $10 was a bribe as well. So yep. I've also picked that up.
Yeah. I could bribe a fuck ton of people. What if the kid played instead? Oh, that's right. So Gus gets injured.
Yeah.
And they have to play another player.
Yeah.
Why do they have to play another player? Oh, that's right, because they've got three bases loaded. That's right. Yeah. I'm trying to think.
I haven't. You've just jumped a bit for that because I've got one more thing.
Sorry.
I've got, what if the green team doesn't cheat? So he isn't winning, right?
No.
But he then pulls in Mr. Dominican Republic, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, that guy, can I just say that all the coaches who are all old buddy kind of things, right? And they're all, you know, pretty arsehole-y. The Tim Mayer's character doesn't seem to be the same as them.
No.
But
then when he's faced with losing.
What if he just takes the defeat graciously?
Yep.
What if he also goes, hey, don't worry, kids, we're playing against adults.
Yeah.
It's not really a fair contest anyway. We gave it our best.
Yeah.
Whatever.
But he's part of a greater group. Yeah, I would too. But he's part of a bigger group and he succumbs to peer pressure from a bigger bully. That's what it is.
What if they didn't let him use the sword?
Yeah.
It's not official equipment.
Or if they were instantly disqualified.
Because he tried to use the sword.
Because he rocked up to the plate with a sword.
Yeah, and what if they made him hold a bat?
Mm. I don't know why the kid didn't play instead of...
Yeah, I don't know why. The reason you are right, the reason is because they load the bases. Now, why is this the first time
they've ever loaded bases? And they said he's in uniform so he can play. Guess what? The kid was in uniform too.
Yeah, exactly. The kids were in uniform.
Yeah.
Also, why does he suggest that? Why doesn't he just let them forfeit? Because he actually suggests that what's the name?
Oh, he's just trying to help the team.
Yeah.
You know, they're there.
No, they're but he's done. The opposition coach. The opposition coach says he's in the uniform. Why doesn't he play?
Oh, I think he just asked the question. He just wants to embarrass them, I think. He does get to his head. He's very happy that he's winning. You see him getting visibly happier as he goes around and continues to win.
Yeah.
So I think it gets to his head a bit. He gets a bit cocky.
Yeah, I suppose, maybe. And he thinks he's just going
to
win.
Yeah. And then I had, what if Carlos had died from alcohol poisoning? He seems to get very, very drunk very, very quick.
Incredibly drunk and incredibly quick.
Yeah.
What if he could hold his liquor?
Well, yeah.
Those midgets cannot hold their liquor.
No. I mean, if he's drinking on an empty stomach, I can see what happened because, you know, it's a bit real.
It is pretty real.
But, yeah. too soon.
So they win the game. The next thing is there's a positive story on the news.
Yes.
Now, what if they don't do a story about some random thing that's happening on the news?
Yes.
Like, I know you're saying the news had things like that on there, but what if they don't do that story? Because the only reason why anything happens because of that is because someone sees Gus, recognises him as the bully.
Yeah.
And that then creates that last little act thing where it's, oh, Gus was really the bully.
And of all the updates about this whole scenario, this whole thing that's going down.
It had to be now.
And this is the one that his wife sees.
Yeah, I know.
Exactly. She sees it and doesn't question the fact that he's been going off gallivanting for this, has been lying to her about gardening conventions.
She's almost not even a character in this movie.
Yeah, it's really sad that they do that.
It's really bad. There's not much of her at all.
They need that little side story, but really they don't do it justice. Don't have it or don't do it.
I don't
shit.
Think there's enough time to get it in there. So to make unless they
then
want this movie
leave it
longer.
Out altogether.
Yeah, don't have to
just
have
her
him.
As a supportive wife. Yeah. Why does he have to be? Yeah, it just
it's dumb.
It annoys really me. Dumb. It really annoys me.
So we get the Gus is the bad guy now
because
he bullied someone,
And because she saw that update on the news, she talked to him and got him to apologise.
Yeah.
Or it led to him apologising to little Marcus.
What if he'd apologised years ago?
Yeah.
Because they never actually talked to Marcus, right?
No.
What if he'd actually apologised to Marcus years ago and Marcus had forgiven him and it was all okay? I mean, it doesn't suit the story, but, you know, maybe he tried to... Maybe he can't apologise to Marcus. Maybe Marcus was still in the in the home, or maybe he died or something.
I was going to say, by all accounts, sounds like he would have killed himself.
Yeah, like if Marcus is no longer, and then the guilt of that is even worse for Gus now.
Yes.
If that's what he finds out. Or he goes to try and apologise, and Marcus is... Also, what if Marcus's
mum said, you know, sorry, he died.
Yeah.
That's going to be detrimental. There's no coming back from that.
So that's the end of the three older guys in this slot tournament.
Yep.
I've got a note about the building of the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Have you got anything about the building of the stadium?
No.
Okay, so I've just got building makes me horny. Don't shake your head. Don't take a drink when I'm telling jokes.
It's not funny, though.
It is, though. Because it's the guy from...
It's clearly not a lamp.
No.
He doesn't want to fuck it. It's a stadium.
All right. Fair enough. I also want to make an actual technical note. The curing time of concrete is not overnight.
Thanks for that.
That's okay.
I think we all knew that.
Just letting you know.
We've all seen footbaths be made and you can't walk on them the next day.
Yep. I'm pretty driveways, sure that's the way it works.
Can't drive on them.
Can't build a whole stadium in one night.
Maybe it's American concrete. Maybe it's advanced. Maybe it's not as good as
and
ours.
And I thought maybe I'm being tough on them. Maybe it's like a precast thing. Maybe all it's the true. Things are precast.
Yeah,
right?
And they just have to slot it all together.
But the problem with that is that they would have had to have known to build it weeks before and they don't. So,
but maybe they can just buy them from the factory. Maybe they go to Bunnings Warehouse and they get
tilt panels.
Yeah, they buy those.
They're
panels.
Not really a thing you can buy off the shelf.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
But yeah, I mean, okay, fair enough.
Careful you don't hit the keyboard with your
huge
biceps,
I might accidentally make us pause
or delete everything that we've done.
No, we're not deleting it.
Yes, and so it turns into the last game between the original team. With the dead kid,
the original team has got.
I know, a showdown for the ages with the kid who got thrown a ball into the and a ball to the chest.
Yes.
That would have killed him so badly. Sorry, it would have done some damage. Would have had a broken rib at least. Like, come on. Anyway, and then as the kids are clearly losing and losing very very badly, the bullies decide to be nice.
Yeah, this turnaround is dumb.
It is.
Okay, so I understand why, because these kids are being nice to them.
Yes.
And they're being supportive.
They're having fun and they're like,
they're having fun and whatever.
Yeah.
But that does not mean that this... And I've actually written... I wrote another thing first, but let's go to this one. I've written, what if one kid still wanted to win?
Yeah.
Still was... Look, it's not so much that the kids being nice to them as well.
Yeah.
It's the fact that their coach is such... Let's pound them.
Yep.
I know they always do that in these games.
Yep.
Like, it's like, oh, we're not winning by enough.
Mm-hmm.
But if you... I mean, I know they're tools and they probably won't be all this way. But if I was coaching a team and we were going to win a stadium and you were winning, like, 40-0 in a baseball game, then you'd be like, all right, well, we'll give some of the other guys a go. You know, like, you'd be pretty relaxed. You'd be like, let's just get the win, right? Let's not be complacent, but let's get the win.
Yeah.
But, you know, let's give this guy a go here and whatever. You do that. Like, you're so far in front. It's party time.
Nah, this guy's...
But
this
it's guy's party time. Like,
he's a whack job.
Yeah, I know, but anytime in a sporting thing, if you're well and truly in front like that, it's party time. You do what you want.
It might be for Parramatta.
But oh, no, we'll never be that far in front in a game. Not in a game like this. And then I've also written that the sun is not a monster.
No, it's not a monster.
But he doesn't like the moon.
Ah,
I love how he's eating sunscreen and not dying, which is pretty amazing.
It's probably like one of those baby ones that's safe to ingest. It's fine. It's fine.
And all of a sudden, we get to the end of the thing and we've got the pizza party. And what's her name? Our friend Tim Meadows is all of a sudden at the pizza party with them and he's being friendly with the sun is not a monster guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why is he allowed? Why is he all of a sudden a good guy again?
I don't know. Everyone's buddies at the end.
Yeah.
Everyone
apart
comes
from those
together.
Coaches, the coaches they didn't like, they're not there.
No.
But that guy is one of the coaches, but he's still there. That's what I'm saying. I feel like it would be better if they defeated
the
them.
The weird queer guy
nicely.
In a bikini.
Oh, he's there too, isn't he?
He's there. He's bouncing Marcus up and down on his leg like fucking weird.
Okay. This movie becomes an Adam Sandler stupidity
Fest.
Project right at the end.
Yeah.
And I'm not there for it.
Yeah.
This
I had, what if the other team had not become nice kids?
Yeah.
like, you know, they would have thrashed them and it could have been quite detrimental and quite a sad event.
Yeah.
And also, what if nipple twisting and jocks were a thing?
Yeah.
There's some sadistic thing where all these jocks are enjoying nipple twisting to an
unhealthy... Oh, they love nipple twisting.
What the fuck?
You notice that Adam Sandler, once again, nipple twisting. I feel like it's Subway, nipple twisting, and sports.
Yes. He's got niches. He's definitely...
He really loves nipple twisting.
Yeah, he does. And the nipple twisting that goes on over there, maybe that's his thing.
Definitely loves it.
And what if every Adam Sandler movie was sponsored by a food place?
Oh, God, yeah.
Because this one was sponsored by Pizza Hut.
Yep, definitely.
And, you know, got Subway for Happy Gilmore.
Maybe he just likes fast food. I don't know.
I don't know who sponsors Billy Madison. I know that Hooters sponsors Big Daddy. I don't know who sponsors Little Nicky. He likes things. Oh,
probably Deva Wings.
I just realised he loves sizes. Big Daddy, Little Nicky.
All right, this has become the Adam Sandler rant at the end.
Happy Gilmore.
Have you got more? I've got no more.
Nah, that's it.
This movie just degenerates. After being quite a good and likable movie, it just degenerates into the weirdest stupidity at the end.
Honourable mention, is it the scene where the kid gets hit in the ball with the chest and then gets beef stewed, where I lost my shit and
I
couldn't breathe?
Yeah, see, that's funny. The start of the movie is very good.
Yeah. Physical comedy is very good in Adam Sandler land, but yeah, they missed the mark.
Even the last scenes where...
But that scene had me rolling.
Well, even the last bit where they're at the stadium thing, when they're at the stadium, it feels very much like you're watching Richie Rich's baseball team.
Oh, yes.
Because all the kids are in awe of it, and it's like, whatever. But I feel like that scene's still good, because there's still some good bits in it. But as soon as we get past it and we go back to the pizza thing at the end, it just becomes a random collection of stupidity.
Yeah.
That was like, just get it all in here.
And the cringeworthy, I'm going to be a dad, and I put it in her.
Oh, no. Yes.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry, but no one talks like that. Because
we went all the way.
We went all the way. And then they're bouncing that midget guy on his knee. I know you say midget. Vertically challenged guy on his knee.
It's not good.
Fucking hell.
It's so, so disrespectful.
Oh, my God. I know I just said the M word, but bloody hell. It's so awful.
It's not good.
It has these little moments of being great, and then it just goes to shit so quickly.
So aren't we glad we didn't watch Benchwarmers 2?
Well, I would like to see it just because I know it's not good. The comments that were coming from that I read for that movie were absolutely horrid. Absolutely horrid. It's got Chris Klein from American Pie. So that's why apparently... So I watched the trailer. David hadn't watched the trailer, but I watched the trailer stupidly. And so basically Chris Klein is a baseball star, and during one of the games he gets hit in the balls, in the scrot area, dick and balls, I believe, were involved. He can't play anymore because he's too afraid to play. He can't bat anymore. He's afraid he's going to get hit again. And then he manages the Benchwarmers team, which is full of all these reject adults, one of which is a woman who says, my name is something, but everybody calls me MILF. And then there's like a weird Hispanic guy that just goes, nobody calls you that. Yeah. It's the weirdest thing. And I only seen the trailer of it. It's 10 minutes long.
It sounds bad.
Oh, my God.
It sounds very bad. This is a movie that didn't need a sequel. Definitely.
I can't believe it got a sequel.
I can't believe it either. You know what movie probably should get a sequel? Whatever movie you choose next.
It should, actually.
Really?
It should. And okay. I know you have to tell me the name of the movie. You know the name of it. It's...
Why are you saying far?
What's the name of the movie?
The movie you're picking?
Yeah, I've forgotten the name
of
it.
You can't announce it if you don't know it.
I know. It's The Last Stand.
Yay.
Save The Last Stand for me.
So The Last Stand.
Oh, great movie. Great movie. It has the actual Arnold Schwarzenegger in it.
Yeah, not Patrick.
Not Patrick
Schwarzenegger. It's a double Schwarzenegger shot, but not really.
Not really, not really. And Johnny Knoxville.
Yes.
So we have Schwarzenegger and a Knoxville double shot. And there's another actor in there that I like, but I can't tell you his name. It's so good, guys. You need to watch this one. If you haven't seen it already, you need to watch it. You
probably haven't seen this one. This is late Schwarzenegger. So I don't know how old this movie is, but it's...
2000 and...
Mid-2010s, I think.
Yeah, something like that.
So I'm sure you'll be able to find it. The Last Stand. I'm sure it's called The Last Stand.
And look, I'll give you a bit of a, it's not a spoiler, but this is the reason why you should watch it. They kill somebody with a flare gun, and it's the fucking most amazing thing I've ever seen. So I'm not very big with movies that have violence. I don't like the blood and the gore and the shooting and all that sort of shit. Commando was good because it had gymnasts in it. But other than that, I don't really watch movies that have a lot of shooting and people just going, and sauce packets fly out of their chests. But seeing this, so when I watched this movie for the first time, and I'm hoping when I watch it again I do the same thing because David found it hilarious. He gets shot with a flare gun, and I cacked myself like a witch out of the Wizard of Oz. It is fucking hilarious. I know it's probably not the right reaction, but anyway, it was my reaction. So you should watch it just for that scene. It's really, really good.
I think we can have a discussion.
It's a bit Three Amigos-ish.
Now we've done Commando, which mm-hmm. is very early Schwarzenegger, and we're doing Last Stand, which is very late Schwarzenegger. Next time, remind me, I want to give you a little bit of my theory on the Schwarzenegger career.
Oh, okay. A Schwarzenegger.
Schwarzenegger-off.
Chronological.
Yeah. Discussion. I've got this kind of this thought, and it's been in my brain.
Okay.
It's not a great place to be, but it's been there.
I like being there.
Oh, thank you.
It's a nice place to
be. It's pretty good for me to have you there.
Oh, good.
Anyway, I hope that you guys did enjoy Benchwarmers. And if you enjoyed the last part, that's fine.
And if you didn't, blame Adam Sandler, not us.
Yeah, it's not our
he
fault.
He made it.
And it was a Rob Schneid quest.
Yeah.
It was a whole Schneid quest.
We wouldn't be able to talk about it had it not been for Adam Sandler, so it's your fault.
It is quite a funny movie. Most of it's funny.
Most of it's funny.
It's just, it falls down a little bit at the end, I think.
He's just like, he gets stoned or something when he writes part of it. Some of it's just like, it's almost like he just handed it over to one of his kids and said, he finished this off for me.
I realise that I've picked two Rob Schneider movies now.
Did you pick the hot chick
as well? I picked hot chick as
well. Oh, did you? Yeah. Okay. I didn't realise you picked the hot chick.
So, I've picked two Schneiders. I've only picked one Schwarzenegger. You've had one Schwarzenegger. So, maybe I'm going to have to, next time I'm choosing, I'm going to have to pick something because you've told me that you already know what you're picking after this.
I already know my next choice.
We're not telling you that because you have to wait.
Yes, you have to wait.
But, Last Stand.
It's a religious experience, I'll tell you that.
Oh, no. Passion of the Christ?
No, honey, I don't watch fiction. Oh. I don't watch fiction.
All right. Well, I think we shall leave you guys at that.
Thank you for listening. Stay tuned and we'll talk to you again next week.
And goodbye.
Ta-tas. Ta-tas. It's still recording.